1520 AM WCHE Westchester, where the static is. In the studio, I have Terrence Farrell, who is running. It's not Farrell, it's Farrell.
Farrell, right?
No, no, no. He has it right.
Farrell?
He has it right.
Okay.
I actually told him, and he listened.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Figure.
Okay. I apologize.
Jake correcting me incorrectly.
It's Farrell.
Farrell.
It is.
Okay. Well, it could be pronounced either way.
But. You know, it's spelled F-A-R-R-E-L-L, but my dad always pronounced it Farrell.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
The way we do down in Lincoln University.
That's all right. That's fine. Any relationship to Perry Farrell? Try this. There you go. Five sets of headphones. Yeah. One of them work.
Yeah.
You hear me now? Okay.
Yeah. Does it work?
I can hear you now.
Nice.
Okay, good.
You haven't moved, though.
Yeah.
No.
No relation to Perry that
right.
I know about.
Okay, all right, cool. He's the guy who put together like Lollapalooza.
No.
He's the singer for Jane's Addiction.
No.
Okay, all right. Terrence Farrell is a current county commissioner. And
no,
you're...
no, I am running for county commissioner.
Oh, really?
I'm currently your recorder of deeds.
Who's currently the commissioner?
Carol Acho is currently the commissioner running for re-election, and there are two other commissioners, Don Mancini and Pat O'Donnell.
Oh, okay. So I guess those two are ineligible to run. Anymore.
No, they just chose not to to seek re-election.
Okay.
Pat was appointed by the judiciary mm-hmm. after Andy Dinneman ascended to the Senate.
Okay.
And so he agreed just to serve out the term. And Don Mancini ran 4 years ago intending just to serve one term.
Okay. You know, I have to apologize. I assumed you were in currently.
Well, that's a great assumption. I appreciate that. Spread it around.
I thought you were the incumbent. All right, so Carol Achel is a current incumbent and seeking re-election.
That is correct.
You are a newcomer to it, although you're the recorder of deeds.
I'm recorder of deeds in my second 4-year term.
Okay.
Seeking to become a commissioner, running on the same ticket with Carol Achel.
Okay, very good, very good. Now we've gotten that straightened out. Wonderful. You know, man, I have to apologize. I thought you were currently there, and I've said, nobody's fiscally conservative. The ones that are on there raised my taxes, because I'm an extremist libertarian fiscal conservative. I use no services except the roads. I need the roads paved, but I don't have any kids. I don't use any services, so I don't care. I just I would slash it all, cut it all. I don't care. Just keep my taxes at either the current rate or lower them. I hate to hear that mine went up 1%.
Well, yes, but you know, this year you spent more on your own personal budget than you did last year because of costs of living increases, right? Things go up. The
sure.
Price of gasoline. It's the same way for the county. And in the past 4 years, the taxes have gone up less than the rate of inflation. So that is good news for you.
West Goshen hasn't raised their taxes for 13 years. It's been the same. You can write the same check, you know, $196.12. You can mail it to them for 12 years, 13 years, and you'd never get any insufficient funds or anything. You know, it would be the correct amount to send them every year.
That's
so
great.
It can be done.
That's great. That's great at the municipal level. And East Goshen, West Goshen?
West Goshen.
West Goshen is to be congratulated.
Absolutely.
Actually, this coming year, Carol and I have talked about a 0% increase in budget for the 2008 budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, cool.
I mean, we are fiscally conservative.
All right.
Fiscally responsible.
All right, cool.
Good.
Let's go to Mike. Maybe Mike has a question for you. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, now.
How are you?
Hey, now, is this the guy that's running for my job?
Why?
Huh? You're in Delaware County.
I know. But if I Chester County.
Yeah. We
okay.
often joke that Mike could be commissioner because he rules with an iron fist.
What's his name?
Terrence
Farrell.
What is it?
Terrence Farrell.
All right. Terrence, now, those guys on I don't know where it happened, but I know in Westchester there was some dude that was beat up by like 15 guys.
Did you hear about that?
Recently?
Yeah.
A few months ago, like one guy, and multiple times, like three times, groups of youths with like 12 and 15 kids would seek one victim, male victim, beat the crap out of them, and like take their cell phone and wallet.
Okay.
Yes.
So now, if the police caught that guy, what would you, doesn't he have some kind of control of the punishment, Randy?
No. The county commissioners, three county commissioners are in charge of county government.
Oh, that's no good.
Somebody's got to do it.
We are having a judge on in a week or two.
Yeah, there's
that would be a better question.
All right, well, then I'll just call back that.
Okay, call back in 3 weeks.
Sure. If I knew we were having this much fun, I'd be on much sooner.
You should come on all the time. This is a cool show. All right. One issue that could be that I have a problem with. The Democrats are in the paper. You guys are kind of at a war over open space.
That's true.
And the Democrats are saying, hey, man, we're going to spend $25 million. And you guys are currently... Well, I can't say you guys. The commissioners are currently spending $15 million of the budget to save open space. So I was very disappointed that the Republican reaction to that was, hey, we're going to spend $20 million. I would think if Democrats are typically tax and spend liberals, and if Republicans are supposed to be like a Reagan Republican, like old school Republican, which the libertarians are willing to replace you guys... Are fiscally conservative, you would think their answer would be, we're currently spending $15 million. Next year, we're going to spend $10 million, and we're going to wean the taxpayers off of saving open space. But the Republicans' answer was, hey, we'll spend $20 million. And I just thought that was a strange reaction. It's kind of like meeting in the middle. It's like you're both leaning towards being moderate.
Well, actually, the Republicans back in July proposed our landscapes open space proposal, which was for $20 million, which we think we can do without any additional taxes because the tax base has grown with people moving in and commercial development, et cetera. It was following that the Democrats actually one-upped us, basically, by saying that they were going to do not $20 million a year, which would be fiscally responsible, but $25 million a year. Any increase beyond $20 million a year, we believe, will increase taxes, and we're willing to go to referendum. As the initial landscapes program went to referendum back in 1988 or 89, to see if people are still willing to tax themselves to pay for open space. Any survey, any anecdotal information in talking to people, open space is still a very popular program in Chester County, and there are people who do indeed push back and say, hey, I'm in favor of open space, just on my, not on my dime.
Yeah, I guess that would be me. I mean, I think it needs to be worded properly in referendums, like not just, hey, do you like pretty flowers and rolling hills? Well, of course you do. But it should say, okay, if your current tax rate for the county is $400 a year, $500 a year, by investing this much in open space, your new bill next year will increase by $36. You know, I think you need to spell it out to them and go, do you want to keep chipping in $36 for the rest of your life, at least, you know, because it's only going to go up from there, or do you want to not have this additional funding?
Right, the language of the referendum would be key.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, Randy, we're at a crossroads in terms of open space. Open space is actually an economic driver in Chester County. People who live in Chester County are the most educated people in the state. It's the wealthiest county in the state and one of the 45 wealthiest counties in the nation. So people who move here could live elsewhere around the country, and they choose to live here in part because of the amenity of open space, the beautiful rolling hills, the trees, etc. And actually, if you let the open space be developed, when you move a family into a house with a couple of kids, they consume much more in services than they actually contribute in taxes. So the tax burden increases for every single-family home with additional kids that you have here.
Mm-hmm.
So saving open space is key, not just to as aesthetic sort of thing, but as an economic driver, and also to keep the taxes lower. Because if we go to a model such as Delaware County, where we have houses upon houses, our taxes will increase tremendously.
All right, it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester. Heard worldwide, WCHE1520.com, a prominent link off of ChesterCountyRadio.com. Okay, yes, so our guest is Terrence Farrell. He's running for county commissioner on the Republican ticket, and we were discussing open space.
Yeah, is that the one, number one issue, I would say, open space in Chester County?
It certainly is. Open space overwhelmingly is the number one issue, followed by property taxes and keeping our taxes low.
Right.
But Eric Herr just made an excellent point about open space and Chester County. as we get more and more people in here, the roads become more and more congested, and we're going to have to spend more and more on roads if we have additional people. If we preserve more open space, our quality of life stays the same or increases. Mm-hmm. So for reasons of traffic congestion, we need to prevent sprawl. Okay. An attendant issue for open space and Chester County is that so many people are moving in that we don't have affordable housing here anymore. Mm-hmm. I think the median housing price last year was $285,000. So if somebody, a new family making, $60,000 a year can't afford to live in Chester County, and I hear that over and over again, that people are living in Lancaster or Cecil County or Montgomery County because of the lack of affordable housing here.
Yeah, or they go down to sort of the Oxford area where the land is cheaper.
Well, it used to be the case. Now, I'm from the Oxford area, grew up in Lincoln University.
Are that increasing?
East Nottingham, which is in the Oxford area school district, is the fastest growing municipality in the Commonwealth.
Wow.
So it's exploding down there. It's exploding in the north. It's exploding out west. And as I say, we have about 100,000 acres preserved or eased, and maybe 100,000 that have been developed. And there are 185,000 or so acres that can't be built because of steep slopes or wetlands. So that leaves 100,000 acres that's vulnerable, that's on the cusp, that could go either way. And
well, then how do you deal with the population that's coming in? You either kind of spread out or you have to build up. And I know Westchester doesn't want to build anything higher than 60 feet or whatever.
Well, the comprehensive land plan for Chester County is called landscapes. And what it actually calls for is development going into areas that already have the infrastructure, our boroughs and the city of Coatesville, for example, rather than chewing up farmland to create new developments. Now, there are some things that we can do at the county level to preserve open space without spending any additional taxpayers' dollars. I'm sure Randy will be glad to hear about those. We can work with the municipalities to have them adopt ordinances that would encourage the developers to cluster housing on, say, 40% of the land and leave 60% of it open so that, kids, adults could have recreation area right there. And it would not cost any additional money. The yield would be the same for the developer, but we'd have green space around our communities, which would contribute to the quality of life.
It almost seems like I'm constantly hearing like Chester County's bragging that we're the fastest growing county. But then it's like a contradiction that, hey, government has to bail us out and have open space because while we're fastest growing, which is a good thing, now we're going to call fastest growing a bad thing because it hurts our infrastructure. It causes our taxes to go up. So it's like we're playing both sides of the coin with this. It's constantly like a thing to brag about Chester County. It's like, we're the fastest growing county. But we want our tax dollars to stop it from growing so fast. It's
well,
unusual.
I mean,
are you running for commissioner, Jack?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to announce next week. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's still in time. Election's not till November 6th. Yes.
I don't think so. 20
days from now.
I'm happy with my job.
Well, I'm not sure people actually are bragging that we're the fastest growing. It is a case that we are. It's not just government that's gotten involved in saving open space. For every dollar that the county spends, currently there's another $1.40 leveraged by the municipality or the land trust or other organizations. You probably read about Jerry Lenfis' extraordinary gift of 568 acres combined with 500 acres from the county creates the largest preserve in Chester County.
Here's what I love. I love the guy who donated it, but when the county did it, that's me. I donated the rest. It's not the county. Like the borough here in Westchester was the biggest donor to the library. The borough donated to the library $750,000 to dig the basement up down deeper so that the ceiling could be taller. The borough donated it. I'm reading that in the paper, and we're not allowed to curse around. I almost did. I'm like, what the... are you talking about the borough donated? That hurts the word donation. Like if you need a kidney and I give you one, I donated one. If the borough takes $750,000 of tax dollars and digs up the basement, it's not a donation. That's just tax and spend liberal.
You're correct. All money of government comes out of the pocket of the people. That is exactly true. And when we say that we get grants from the state, actually, yeah, that's our taxpayer dollars going to the state and coming back, or from the federal government. It's true. It's all tax generated. So it's a question of our priorities and what we elect our officials to do. And once again, I say the referendum in 1988 or 1999 passed overwhelmingly. 80% of the people agreed to issue bonds in the total of $50 million to begin this open space program. And it's, as I say, it's encouraged others to step up and to donate and to preserve what we have, which is unique. Would you like to see, and I guess it's the bottom line question, would you like to see Chester County paved over?
No. That's a loaded question. Okay. No. No, I wouldn't want to see it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind seeing a body shop out where a farm was. It wouldn't bother me. I don't drive past that farm. I mean, so what? If there's a body shop there that's the thing that a body shop helps, or a QVC helps, or anything like a mall helps, is that they pay. I would love more malls in Westchester Area School District, because Westchester Area School District's taxes are comparatively low, even though they're high as hell. It's the worst bill in my life. I'll probably lose my house eventually over not being able to afford the Westchester Area School District that I send no children to. But those things help, because there's acres and acres and acres of stores that are all paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in school taxes, but they're not sending one kid there. Yet I could have a neighbor next door to me with seven kids that's getting $13,000 per year, per student, worth of education, paying the same thing I pay with zero kids.
Your argument is that we need more commercial development in Chester County.
I would think so, yeah.
And I agree.
Oh, okay.
I certainly agree.
Okay.
Now, once again, I say that the landscapes plan calls for that commercial development, not to go out on the farm where you'd have to run gas and water and sewer, et cetera, but to go in the places where there are infrastructure, in Phoenixville and in Oxford and in the city of Coatesville. I sit on the Oxford Main Street Inc. Board of Directors, and that's a revitalization program to encourage that kind of development and redevelopment in the downtown areas. So I fully support economic development. I sit on the Economic Development Council's Board of Directors, and we understand that places need ratables in order to keep the property taxes, particularly your school bill, as low as possible.
Okay.
Now, would you not want the people around you to have educated children, but to just be running the street ignorantly?
No, I would like them to send their kids. I would be for full privatization of school. I would end the public school system if I were the ruler of the land.
Okay.
I would. Because, I mean, when I was growing up, people say, oh, my God, well, you went to public school. Well, my dad had a decent job, and he would have paid for a good school and would have sent us there. I mean, he was already paying the school taxes, so he sent us to Westchester Area School District. You know, he worked for Conrail for 40 years and missed 13 days in 40 years. The man worked his ass off. He could have sent me to a little private school. That wouldn't have been a problem.
He had a work ethic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
My parents also.
Sure.
And me too, and you too.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah, I've missed like 2 days in 4 years, and they were for unavoidable things.
Right, so. Exactly. We get up, we go to work, we believe that we can advance ourselves by our own skills and talent. Mm. And that's what makes America great.
Absolutely.
However, there are people who don't believe that.
No, they're slackers. Sponge off the system all day and just make baby after baby and send them to school.
And would you rather them go to school and try and get an education, or be out in the street trying to make a living off of you as you walk by and get mugged? Huh?
John, I'm thinking.
Okay. He's thinking.
All right. I bet this group of kids didn't have college degrees.
Yeah, I don't have a college degree.
No, but I'm talking about the ones that mugged students on the street or something.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Look, college degree is pretty overrated, as far as meaning that if you don't go to college, you're going to rob people. My brother doesn't have a college degree. He's not going to rob anybody. He might drive by and wave at you in a Lamborghini. He's not going to rob you because he didn't go to college.
That might have been a slight exaggeration.
Okay.
I was just trying to get in the spirit of the morning here.
He wouldn't have a Lamborghini, but he'd have like a 66 GTO that's worth $50,000, and he'd drive by and it's like, you can't rob me. F you. So, oh well. All right. Growing Greener 2. Were you for it or against it?
Well, that's the program, the state program of Governor Rendell, basically to give some state money to the local municipalities.
Yes.
Once again, it's all tax dollar money, and I guess Chester County benefits from it.
Well,
in a net sense.
I saw on, do you ever watch that? Oh, it's horrible. On Channel 44, which is headline news, which is actually pretty good news. Comcast Cable hijacks that channel at the 25 and 55 after the hour. And like, you could be watching Glenn Beck, and in the middle of it, Glenn Beck just goes away, and like a camera shows up in a little office, and it's like, "Hi, I'm Carla Shola Lee, and this is for Growing Greener Too." And somebody will get on and go, "I'm for Growing Greener Too, and it's not going to cost us anything." And without saying, "Well, how's it?" You know, I as an interviewer would go, "How? we're going to get how $40 billion is not going to cost anything. Where's it come from?" Well, like the people just go, "It's a bond issue," and she'll go, "It's a win-win for everybody, so go out and vote." I mean, I think they tainted that vote. They went, "It's not going to cost you anything." Well, guess what? It gets funded by the tipping fees for trash. So I'm paying for Growing Greener, too. Yes. And the wording on that referendum was like, "Do you like pretty flowers? And would you like us to get $1 billion and a chicken in every pot? And it's not going to cost anyone anywhere because the Martians are going to give us money." And everyone voted yes, except me and my wife. And you know why she voted no? Because I told her to.
Well, I voted no on that, too.
Because I told him to.
I didn't. I knew to vote. You didn't tell me
I
to.
Told you
oh, stop it.
I think you have a future as a referendum language writer.
Thank you.
Because that's the best description of a referendum.
Yeah. That's a referendum.
Right. I hear you.
You want to talk to Tony? Tony's an outspoken individual. Let's talk to him. Tony, would you like to speak to Terrence Farrell?
Good morning, Jerry. It's Tony Pulido.
Hey, Tony Pulido. How are you doing?
I just want to say something to Randy. Randy, isn't it nice to have someone there that actually understands government?
Yes.
And can answer your questions?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Enough said right there.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Actually, I'm convinced now. I said last 2 weeks ago, I'm leaving it blank. No one's fiscally conservative enough. I'm not voting for anybody for commissioner. But now that you're here, of course, anybody that's here, I'll say they're voting for them.
No.
But you seem more fiscally.
I think he's more fiscally conservative than.
Well, I'm a Republican for a reason.
Okay.
And
okay.
You know, the fundamental reason I'm a Republican is because of the philosophy, Reagan philosophy of a smaller government.
Okay.
You know, personal responsibility, low taxes, doing at the local level what you can do, and only delegating to government what you can't do yourselves.
Okay. All right, cool.
More information at terrenceferrell.com and also hferrell.com.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Let's go to Jim. If it's a Jim, I'm thinking of Jim as an attorney. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Homeless Jim. Hi, Jim.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Homeless Jim. Actually, I deal with Terrence all the time because I, as a real estate lawyer, I've got to deal with the recorder of deeds office constantly. And I got to tell you something. I'll say this right in front of him, not behind his back. Our recorder of deeds office, under his guidance, went through radical change and became so efficient that I record all my documents now right from the comfort of my own office. I get back the recording information immediately. It used to be that you took things over there, you waited for months before you got anything back, and it was total chaos. When he came into the office, everything got straightened out.
Wow. Very nice.
And I'd like to continue to do that at the fifth floor level of the courthouse. Bring that technological savvy and commitment to doing the job to the commissioner's office.
Would you like set up websites and stuff that are user-friendly?
Well, yeah. In the recorder of deeds office, we are the first office to actually offer a few of our records over the internet, so you can log on. There's no additional cost. So you can see your mortgage or your deed online. And as Jim said, just recently, last year, we began accepting documents over the internet. So the process is somebody brings in a paper document, a deed, a mortgage satisfaction, assignment, release, etc. we take that paper, we scan it, and make it digital, and then we deal indexing it from the digital image, make our microfilm, which is the archival record from the digital image. And then when the microfilm comes back and we check that against the original, we send the paper back. Now, that paper originated in the digital world. It was software someplace in somebody's computer, and at the settlement table, people printed it out and signed it. So instead of converting it to paper, we just go straight from the digital, We affix an electronic notarization. They sign digitally, and it's shipped to us over the internet.
Wow.
And so we save a couple steps. We save resources. We don't need people to, you know, scan it into the system. We don't need people to actually physically return it, put it in an envelope. And over a period of 8 years, we've been able to save taxpayers $2 million or so, reducing our staff from 20 to 17 and reducing the number of people that actually have to come in the office to look at a deed or draw a piece of document from anywhere in the county. And it's a large county. People can go up on the internet and view their personal documents, and if they want to print something out, they can.
Now, Randy, listen to what he just said there.
Yes.
Do you think Chester County is growing?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And we're booming on the number of real estate transactions, yet in the office that handles the real estate transactions, he reduced staff.
Yes.
I hear what you always say about government, Randy. Is that what you want?
Yeah, he reduced it by 15%. That's good.
Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, he increased the throughput of what gets done and reduced staff. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the kind of guy I want on the fifth floor of the courthouse, because I don't like these guys that think that they can go and spend, hire.
Sure.
And that bigger government is better.
Now, that's great. I don't know what they make, but let's say it's three guys at 60 grand a year with health insurance all paid for through tax dollars and pension paid through tax dollars. That amounts to a fortune that you just saved by cutting three jobs. Now, the three guys are probably a little upset, but they're going, they're working somewhere else. I'm sure they're fine.
Well, it was through attrition.
Yeah, okay. What's that mean?
It means we didn't lop off their heads. Just when they wanted to retire, we didn't replace.
Jay's acting like he knew what you said.
You know, Randy, we have the most educated people in the country. Well, you just lowered the curve a little bit.
Through attrition. Is that what you said, through attrition?
Attrition, yeah.
Yeah, attrition.
Jay's like, yeah, they had a candy bar. It was nutritious.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, man, I'm going to let you all go, but I'm glad you have Terrence on. And I'll tell you what, Terrence and Carol will do a great job for the county, and I strongly, strongly support them.
Okay, great.
Okay, man.
Very good. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Take care, sir. Well, there's somebody that works with you that, you know, not works with you like in the office, but here's a guy who has a lawyer situation that has to deal with your office. And is giving you his full endorsement. Let's go to David Fio. Hey now,
how are you there, Randy?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. Yeah, I can attest to Mr. Farrell. I met him down in Kennett last week, and he met with a lot of the leaders down there, and I've read up a lot on what that office has done. And the past couple of years working in Chester County, I've noticed a big difference with the county government in the recorder of deeds and that whole area. So I think hopefully that'll translate well into what Mr. Farrell wants to do for the rest of the county. I do believe that.
And I appreciate you bringing up the point that I was down in Kennett Square. I'm actually, as I said before, from the southern part of the county.
Yeah.
And represent and grew up in that area. And actually on a series of listening tours, I've reached out to various boroughs and municipalities. I've been in Phoenixville and Tredyffrin. Wanted to hear what the concerns of Kennett Square were, so I conducted a listening, learning, leading tour down there, and it was very successful. We had turnout from representatives from the borough government and from businesses and from the police department. So I learned a little bit more exactly what Kennett Square needs and how to pay attention to Kennett Square.
Right, and I hope that we can all work together, county and borough, which I think we will be able to. Again, the people down there were just delighted to have you come out, and anything we can do for you, just let us know.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling
in. So I got to run. Randy, I'll probably try and get in touch with you guys later. I have a meeting.
Sounds good, sir. Thank you.
Take care, gentlemen. Good luck, Terrence.
Thank you very much. Do you tape this?
Yes, I am today because I knew you'd be on.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
All right. Would you like a copy?
I would.
Okay,
that'd
cool.
That'd be very good to
all right, cool.
share with all my friends.
Okay, great. Yeah, perhaps I'll even like edit it and put it up as a podcast or something. You can tell your friends, go to WCHE1520.podomonic.com or something. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That'd be beneficial for both of us.
All right, cool. Excellent. Yes,
Jim? I just want to know if he's been with government all his life.
No, I've
what's your background before?
Well, grew up at Lincoln University. Mm-hmm. went away, majored in English, which my parents taught. And then after graduation, worked for Carleton for a year as a recruiter, and then worked as a journalist in Minneapolis for a number of years. Then went out and was a freelance writer. That morphed into doing some video and starting my own video production company.
Huh.
And most recently, I added, about 12 years ago, a real estate sales license. So that gave me the background in land records to run in 1999 to become Recorder of Deeds. And I've been Recorder of Deeds since the installation in the year 2000, reelected in 2003. So I'm right on schedule in 2007 to seek higher office.
What kind of video stuff?
Mostly corporate, but some event stuff. I did work for HERS, which is down in our area, and did a video for the capital campaign for the Southern Chester County YMCA. Scoot, which is the Southern Chester County Organization on Transportation, did a video about Route 41, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. I'm into that.
Yeah.
You work with Joe Frantz?
No.
He's my favorite director or producer.
That's Bam.
Yeah, Bam Margera.
Just in case you don't know. Yeah. Beale of Bam.
Yeah, I know of Bam.
Okay.
He's never invited me to any of his weddings.
He was making a movie here in town. Yeah. We got to have a little cameo in it.
So. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And what'd you do?
Play a news reporter. Like a cameraman, actually. Like, there's a scene where there's supposed to be, it's a big like press conference. I'm one of the cameramen.
Do you have lines?
I have two lines in it, actually.
Do you remember them?
Hey, everybody, there's Rut Roo. The guy's name was Rut Roo, which is a strange name, but that's what I say, and everybody runs to him. And then I say, how do you feel about the outcome of the case? And he grabs my camera and smashes it into a million pieces.
You'll live forever.
And I stand there and I go, I completely overact, like my shocked reaction. They just took the camera. I look horrible on screen.
Oh, you've seen it?
I've seen a sneak preview of it. They'll probably edit me out if they have any sense. So it's going to be a funny movie coming out. Ming Hags. So, all right. You mentioned a website there. What was that?
Two websites. My own, TerrenceFarrell.com, and then the team website, HLFarrell.com. HOAICHELE.
Okay.
Farrell, FARRELL.
Okay.
And Terrence with three E's and one R.
Three E's and one R.
Yes.
TERRANCE? Did I get it right?
No.
TERRANCE.
That would work.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, I was putting an E in the Farrell, so I made it Terrence.
I see.
TERRANCE.
That
all
is
E's.
Great. That's right.
Like Lynyrd Skynyrd's all Y's. You're all E's. All right, Terrence.
I'm all E's.
All right, Terrence.
Farrell.
You ever watch Terrence and Phillip? You ever see that?
No.
No, okay.
All right, Terrence South Park Farrell. Fan.
Yeah, you know that. Are you a South Park fan?
I have seen South Park.
Okay, all right. Look at Jay, like, just shooting him down.
No.
He doesn't like South Park.
If he doesn't know, he's not a, if he don't know his character, he's not a South Park fan.
It's one obscure character.
Okay.
One or two. All right. And then Farrell. You want to do the spelling on that so I don't do it wrong?
F-A-
you guys point out how stupid I am?
F-A-R-R-E-L-L.
E-L-L. All right, TerrenceFarrell.com. Mm.
Yes.
Or HLFarrell.com.
Yes.
And never, don't even think I could spell HL. A-C-H?
No.
A-I-E?
We'll start clean.
Okay.
Fresh.
Okay.
A-I-C-H-E-L-E.
All right. HLFarrell.com.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, he spelled Farrell. F-A-R.
Same way you spelled it before.
L.com. All right.
It doesn't change over time.
HLFarrell.com. It's funnier this way because we say the website 62 times. On another station, somebody would just blurt out HLFarrell.com. Okay, now we get the weather.
Yeah, right.
Now you've plugged your website 85 times.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, right. There you go.
And we got a podcast up, too.
Yeah. Sure. Wonderful. What is your basic platform other than this open space, which I'm so tired of hearing, like, I can't believe when I read the paper, well, we're going to make it $25 million. We'll show you. We'll make it $20 million. Let's put open space aside. Let's put that to rest for 5 minutes because it sounds like it's a big open space war. It almost sounds like a Green Party guy could walk in and go, we're going to put up $30 million. And a Libertarian could go, we're going to put up nothing. You could have, like, a socialist, we're going to put $50 million. You're going to work for $1,000 a week and give us $990. And you can keep $10 to buy cigarettes.
You know, so, you can get on the ballot, too.
Yeah, I'd love to run as a Libertarian, yeah.
Well, it's you have to get a petition signed and get on the ballot.
How many signatures?
I'm thinking 250, but you'd have to double check that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might run for something someday, like school board maybe. Or something.
That'd be great.
That doesn't pay any money, but I could at least be like, there was a school board member, June Cardozzi, in the Westchester Area School District,
right,
who was like constantly the no vote. You'd open up the paper, you wouldn't even have to, you wouldn't even have to bother reading it. You go, oh, there was a vote on buying AstroTurf, and you can go, it's going to be 8-1. You'd look, 8-1. And she would be the fiscally conservative vote each and every time. She'd be like, no, we don't have the money. We raise our taxes every year. No, we don't. They don't need AstroTurf. Get over it. You have a field. You know, she was like old school. Like back in the day, we played in mud and we liked it.
Well, I would encourage you to run. I'd encourage other people out there who are listening to get involved, more involved politically. It doesn't work unless we have candidates.
And, sure.
You know, I offer my candidacy to the voters and hopefully they respond positively.
Nice.
Couple questions. I know you're not connected directly, but if we can change the school, the school taxes are getting really high. If we can change that, would you switch it over to shift it over to a different way of paying school taxes?
Well, the question is, what way? Would it be an income tax? Would it be an earned income tax? When we just went through a vote in the spring, with people rejecting, changing the property tax formula to the personal income tax with a referendum if we're going to raise taxes. So I'm unclear exactly what would work. Any shift in taxes, any shift in the burden from one form of tax to another is going to impact some people negatively and impacts some people positively. I realize property taxes, particularly for those on fixed income, are a burden. And what I can do as a commissioner would be to keep the county portion of those taxes as low as possible. And also, I don't favor reassessment at this time.
That's good.
Okay, cool.
Thought if you widen the base, if you have a personal income tax or income tax, it widens the base of where you get the money from.
If I might ask, how did you vote in the spring?
For
the referendum that was on the ballot about Act 1.
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
It was basically to shift some of the burden to a personal income tax or an earned income tax.
It might have been because
it was defeated overwhelmingly.
I wasn't defeated. Okay. It might have been. I might have voted against it just because they said it didn't affect. It wouldn't affect most people own property.
Okay.
But if I had voted against it, that's probably the reason why.
Yeah,
I can't remember what I did. All right.
Okay. You'd ask. you'd ask also about other issues.
Yes.
Well, in addition to open space, and I mentioned some of the attendant issues with open space, the traffic and the affordable housing. And then, both Carol and I support economic development in the county to help keep the property taxes low. We both sit on the board of directors for the Chester County Economic Development Council. But beyond that, we've advanced initiatives for public safety. Well, we support the creation of the Public Safety Training Center out in East Fallowfield. If you've been following that debate, Chester County is the only county in the southeast region which does not have an in-county training facility. And that means that the volunteer firefighters have to go to another county, Montgomery County, or sometimes down Delaware, and there should be a facility here. We support that. And you might have seen also another public safety initiative, the Chesco Safe, which is the safety education for schools, trying to make the schools as safe as possible, working with the district attorney and the sheriff to put up some grant money from the county, your money, to that the individual school could use uniquely to say what they wanted to do, whether it was reconfiguring the front entrance or putting a panic button or cameras or something to make schools more safe in Chester County.
You're not speaking of metal detectors in any way, shape, or form, are you?
The school would decide what they wanted to do with the money from a menu, basically.
See, I think these things are isolated incidents with bullies. I think if you put metal detectors at a school, that's why people worked hard and got out of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
They came here to not have their kids go through a metal detector. You go to Chester County Courthouse to go observe a hearing. It's 5 minutes for me to go through there with, oh, anyway, what's it? Oh, your zipper's setting it off. Well, yeah, I'm in the unique position of having a zipper on my jeans. Sorry, what do you want me to come in here in my underpants? You know, it's like you got to empty your pocket. I think school would start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon by the time you hustle everybody through with, you know, hot chicks with piercings in their belly. Oh, it's going off. Oh, you have a piercing in your tongue. Ooh.
Well, the county would not direct how the local school district would spend that money. So the school district itself would determine what the best use of the money was. They would know the situation. There might be some situations in some schools throughout Chester County or in Chester County that might opt for or need to have, because of incidents, a metal detector. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that might be the case, but it'd be local control,
decision. With a metal detector, the same kid that I think it's in your mind, and money, the most money in the world's not going to stop somebody from going off and killing everybody. A kid could go to the bus stop and take out 30 kids at a bus stop. He could get on the bus. You could have a metal detector on the bus. He could take out the whole bus.
True, you know? True. Nothing is completely risk-free, and it might be a student, but it might be somebody else that could be prevented from getting in the school, and some of that money could be spent for just laying out the plans and having them digitally available of every school in Chester County. So if there were an incident, the police would have the footprint of that building and know exactly, you know, the entrances and exits and the ductwork and all that stuff.
Okay. All right, let's go to Mike. Good morning, Mike. Are you there, sir? Thank you for waiting.
Hey, yeah. I was falling asleep, but that's okay. Hello, Terrence.
Hello, Mike.
Mike Norley.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I didn't know if you brought up the story about you and I getting confused on the campaign trail.
I have not brought that up yet.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I mentioned that to Randy a few times, but one of the things that when we were down, what was it, Bowling Green?
Yes, it was Bowling Green, I believe.
Yeah, I think that was the one, and we were getting confused between you and I and the crowd there.
What are you talking about?
When we were down on the dog and pony show, we were talking to all the committee people.
Yes.
Giving our platform, and I think Terrence, did you go up ahead of me and make sure that you weren't confused with me? I think.
Yeah, actually, Mike's making a joke here. We're joking on the campaign trail because actually we don't look very similar.
Okay.
But we were saying that people actually were confusing us. That was a joke. Have you seen Mike Norley?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Right.
They don't look that familiar. Yeah, they don't look the same.
Don't look the same. So to say that we had to alert the crowd to
I get it.
That we weren't identical twins is the joke.
Okay. All right, good.
You guys have to explain that.
Do like some comedy shows.
That's what we're doing.
I have my picture up there with Bill Scott.
Okay.
We'll have to get one with Terrence and I.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be great.
We can do some arrows there. Who's who?
Nice.
But I have issues with the county, Terrence, as you are well aware of the required oath to be in office and the authority of those officers, and. I've brought that up numerous times, and it's been shut down, along with Carol Hachel at this time also. The former three commissioners were also in the same position, having failed to have taken the required oaths. So my concern is that will this be addressed in your administration? I'm pretty sure that you're probably going to be at least one of the Republicans that are going to be voted in. And having said that, what's your take on this understanding of what your responsibilities are prior to entering office?
Well, Mike, actually, you brought suit against me in the first term on that issue, and a number of the other row officers, and it was resolved that the oath that we took was proper.
I don't think that the oath part was never addressed. They skipped over that and tried to. Which is a typical thing with the courts, is they try to answer one of the questions of what the suit is versus all of the questions, and they deferred that. They didn't answer it. So that's really never been addressed. If you're to enter office, you should understand what the job position is before that. I pointed this out to Bunny Welsh, and she said that Tuck was going to fix it. And it appears that with Skip Bryan and Alan Novak and the rest of the crowd there, that you know, they're really running the county, and the county commissioners is seemingly to be just a position that they put an elected person in, and then they remotely run the county through those persons that they placed in office.
Well, that's not the case. The voters select who's going to be in office, and as you know, we were in the candidate interviews. You called them dog and pony shows, and it was a hard-fought battle, and we ran a primary, which came out fairly close. I won by 1,100 votes. So to say that candidates are hand-picked is totally false. And secondly, on the constitutionality of the oath, I believe you raised that issue, and it was decided in court. You know, maybe I'm misinterpreting what the judge said, but I was a party in that suit, and I was found to have taken a valid oath, and the oath that's presented by the court is the one I will take.
Well, yeah, that question still hasn't been asked and answered, but I'll leave that go for now. With the funds that are going to be handled through the commissioner's hands and directed towards spending and also tax increases, what's your awareness of what the monetary system is today? What do you believe it? Do you believe it to be solid, or do you believe it to be fragile? You know, with the euro dollar and so forth.
Well, that's a question. I guess that's getting back to whether it's a strong monetary system without a gold basis, and whether the Federal Reserve actually does have the resources to back up the money. I am not privy to any indication that the monetary system is anything but strong. If you have some information, please bring it forward.
Sure. Now that with it, excuse me, you mentioned the Federal Reserve. What is that as far as you know, your understanding? Excuse me, my voice is getting a little hoarse. With your understanding of what the Federal Reserve is, what is it and what does it do?
The Federal Reserve Board of Governors determines how much money goes into the system by determining what the borrowing rate is for banks. It is private, although it is similarly authorized by Congress. Basically, they set the rate that banks can borrow money, and so it control how much money is in the system.
Well, you say it's private or semi-private. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not a government entity.
And who holds the stock of this?
Well, I'm not sure, Mike. We're sort of diverging from what Commissioner in Chester County would be responsible for. This is at the federal level and totally out of my control.
Yeah, I mean, I think he answered the questions pretty well, Mike. I mean, I love you, but I mean, he's here running for commissioner.
I don't
want to take up all the time on the Federal Reserve. You know. I'm a Ron Paul fan.
Yeah.
That I question it as well, but I don't know that Mr. Farrell could do anything about our monetary system as the United States. I think there'd be a bigger office to address that.
Well, I understand that part of it, but I'm looking at the county taxes and all those other issues that we're dealing with. That shouldn't be taxes on the people, taxing over and over again. It should be funded by and through the expenditures of the money through the Treasury Department and eliminate the Federal Reserve. So I think the understanding of the monetary system in our county personnel that are being elected needs to be addressed, and that the only pocket that they can go after is Randy's and Jay's and mine. And if you understand where the money is and who's creating it and who actually purely profits by it, which is the Federal Reserve, I think it's a necessity for any government official having to do with any monies and certainly having to do with the potential of having raising our taxes or spending monies that have been paid for by taxes or will be paid for by taxes or bonds in the future needs to know that what we're involved with being totally controlled by the bankers and the American Bar Association really is stealing from us in a different way that you think is, Randy, you think, I'm not saying Terrence, is, you know, going after our money every time we turn around, paying taxes, paying money to the Westchester Library and bond issues for open spaces and so forth.
All right.
all these funds really need to come through the U.S. Treasury paying for the government services.
I understand. And we've covered this a lot. I mean, if you have something new to add to it, I really don't want to take up all the time on this.
Well, I understand, but I'm just pointing some things out, or the necessity of an elected official that's going into office understanding it. Thoroughly understanding the monetary.
I think he explained it very well, and I don't want to dwell on the entire show. All right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
All right.
Terrence?
Yes, Mike.
I signed your ballot.
Well, good.
Yeah. Remember that? You signed my nominating petition, you mean?
Yes, I did, over at the headquarters.
Oh, well, I appreciate your effort.
So, and I've received all your correspondences. I appreciate that. Thank you. I just hope that you're not going to be an operative for Skip Ryan and the other part of the Republican Party, that you're working for us, which I hope is your total intention. So
I'm here to serve.
You'll be receiving my vote.
Oh, okay, good.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mike.
And since Ron Paul is not running for county commissioner, you're my second choice.
All right, that sounds good. We agree on that, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Take care. Mike brought up libraries, and this is one pet peeve of mine. And I think with today's technology, we could be putting less money into libraries, because I think every child has more or less a library. There's a library in front of me. It's called the Internet. So to put more money into these physical buildings, it's part of my – every bill I have, every tax bill I get, there is a portion, millage, going to libraries.
That's
which
correct.
I have never in my life ever used. I've never used it. I don't have kids. They never use it. I think there could be – a user fee at a library. And if you can prove that you're so poor, because I don't want the poor children to be denied, you could show your access card, and they're, okay, now you don't have to pay anything. But if you want to go there, how come libraries are renting out Weekend at Bernie's? Why is Blockbuster competing with the library? I think the libraries have gone insane. They rent videos, not educational videos. You could get Caddyshack at the library. Why would, like, Jay used to own a video store. He can't compete with that. How's Jay going to get $3 a night to rent you Caddyshack when you can go to the library and get it for a dollar for, like, 2 weeks? You can have Caddyshack sitting in your DVD player. Why is that? That's not educational by any way, shape, or form.
Well, I can't say one way or another whether you can get Caddyshack at the library, but...
Jay, can you?
I don't know.
You can get regular movies. You could get Meet the Fockers at the library.
I've been in the library for a while.
Well, give me Jay. You've been at the library, and you've gotten regular stupid movies.
Well, the fundamental question is whether we need to invest in the physical space of libraries. Mm. And indeed, I mean, you point to the computer screen, not every family in Chester County, by a long shot, has access to a computer. And one of the things that the library does is provide those computers for those people. Indeed, you know, you have to be computer literate in this society. And I guess this is the same argument as the public school argument, really. You know, funding for libraries is good for the community. It's great to have a literate populace.
Well, they have computers in the schools. So little Johnny that needs to gets 8 hours a day, 5 days a week at school, with loaded with computers, state of the art. I mean, our computer is a piece of crap compared to what they have in the schools. Ours is 5 years old. Pentium II, no good. They have the finest computers at the schools. So now on the weekend he needs a jonesing for a computer, so little Johnny can go now to the library. A lot of these people, I've been at the Exton Library. I got a DUI, so I did public service, putting away books. This is like over 10 years ago. All the cars pulling up to drop off the kids, BMWs, Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't kids that couldn't afford to go buy the freaking
book. This is one
book.
Library. You come down south to the Kennett Barrett Library, or go even further to the Oxford Library, and you won't find that same crowd coming up. This is a more affluent part of the county. And I believe that, you know, learning and books are good. And to encourage people to actually take out a physical book is a good thing.
How about, though, to the point where you have people such as myself. I don't make a whole lot of money. I love my job, and I get paid, and God bless Jay for paying me for doing this job. A lot of guys in radio have to pay to be on the radio. You ever hear that? It's called brokered time.
Okay.
Like you can't get a job in radio, so you now buy the hours for $100 an hour, $300 an hour, $500 an hour, and you go out and you sell your own commercials, and you have a radio show then.
Right.
Hey, I'm a radio host. I'm a brokered radio host. They do that in radio. Thank God Jay actually pays me something to do a radio show. But I don't make a ton of money. Now, my tax bill for my house if I moved in 15 years ago, let's say if it was, you know, $1,200 for the school taxes, or all the taxes were $1,500, $1,800, well, they're double that now. And they're going to be double that in 4 years. And they'll be double that in 4 years. So I might be paying $12,000 a year in taxes 5, 10 years down the road if we keep spending like we are. That's $1,000 a month to rent the dirt. In addition to whatever, you know, mortgage someone might have.
I understand property taxes and increased taxes are an issue.
Somewhere you need to cut. Now, I think libraries, like Exton Library, doesn't need to keep getting money. I mean, you could, and like I said, I don't want the poor children. Oh, we can't deny the poor anything. So you could show your access card, walk in wearing your $150 Nikes, and use the library. And you hear the sense of sarcasm in my voice. I shop at ShopRite. I pay cash. I go in there. They had pierogies on sale. This is how cheap I am and frugal I am. They had pierogies half price. I bought $46 worth of pierogies because they were half price. They were $1.59. I loaded up my cart with 29 boxes of pierogies at $1.59. That's all I bought. I didn't buy anything else. The people in front of me wearing Nikes, wearing starter jackets, got the starter caps, everything, they paid with an access card. They were buying all kinds of crap. Now, I think that the entitlement system is a abused out the wazoo in this country, except by me. I'm the only one not abusing it. And I'm almost at the point where you can't beat them, join them. I almost should go, you know what, I need health insurance. I'm going to get down to the government services building and go, hey, I'm broke, give me money. Give me insurance.
Well, I feel your pain, sense your outrage, basically. Mm-hmm. And indeed, people should pay their way if they can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the libraries, again, education is a good thing. It's an investment in the community, and I support our community libraries.
How much is too much?
That is a question.
I think what we're paying right now is too much.
That's why you should offer your candidacy to the voters.
What office?
What office can you make the greatest impact at? School board?
President.
I thought you were supporting Ron Paul.
Are you
in competition now?
Ron Paul doesn't take Social Security. Ron Paul doesn't accept Medicaid in his practice. Ron Paul doesn't want anything to do with it. I couldn't be more in touch with Ron Paul than anybody else. It's Ron Paul or nobody. I ain't voting for anybody else. I changed my voter registration from Libertarian to Republican so I can vote for Ron Paul in the primary. I take a bullet for Ron Paul.
Let's go to
Skip, WCHE Westchester. Skip, you're on with Terrence Farrell, who's running for county commissioner on the Republican ticket. Good morning, sir.
I'm running for one of the most patient people I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I'm listening to someone. Thank you so much for being patient with Randy's rant and other rants that we've heard there.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, and I understand Randy's frustration a lot, but, you know, I don't know what a county commissioner is going to do. And I understand, Randy, that he could cut the library, which I don't understand how anyone in a educated society would want to cut the library.
When they're renting Weekend at Bernie's, they're getting too much money.
They're what did you say, renting it?
You can go rent a DVD of Weekend at Bernie's.
Rent? Have to pay to rent it?
Yes.
Okay, well, then it's not costing you anything.
No, listen to me, Skip.
I understand that they're in competition with Blockbuster.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to drive from here to Exton to rent Weekend at Bernie's?
If you lived in Exton, you would.
No, I wouldn't, because the Blockbuster would be closer to my house, right over by Coconuts and everyone else.
That's
Come on, Randy. Thin
argument. Skip, that's a really thin argument. You
okay,
admit that
you
that's the worst
when
argument you ever
did. People go in there in Mercedes. There are also people that ride the 104 bus that go there. They can't
to get Weekend
else.
At Bernie's. You can live without Weekend at Bernie's.
Then your complaint should be with the library people, not with the fact that there is a library.
The library gets funded through Terrence Farrell and his office if he gets elected.
Well,
I'm suggesting that he cuts the funding.
I will agree to disagree. I read books.
I read
a book a week.
Skip, you make a fantastic salary.
No,
go
I
buy
don't.
A book.
I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income, Randy. So don't tell me I make a retirement salary.
You're
that's
on a
great.
School teacher's pension.
Yeah, and that bugs you because of everything. I understand that. And if you don't like what you make, you get a different job. Go get a different job if
Here's
you're not
the
paid
thing.
Enough.
I pay.
Move into a less expensive house and pay less taxes.
I pay for your salary, but you don't pay for mine.
What do you mean I don't pay for yours? I go to Davis Citgo every day to get gas.
I appreciate
they pay for
that.
You.
Yes.
Okay? So don't give me that business. That's like saying you don't pay for the cop doesn't pay for you.
What are you talking about?
You're saying you didn't pay for me. You don't pay for a cop either then, right?
I do pay. I don't mind paying for cops.
Oh, you don't mind for them because they protect you.
Yes,
the fact that I educated you and worked my rear end off for 35 years, and now you want to say I'm not worth what I get.
I'm
well,
not
that's
saying.
Fine.
Look,
I called to talk to Mr. Farrell, not you. I'll talk to you another time. I was interested to know if he was in support of expanding the trail program that we have, like where the Shyrock Brothers paper mill was, that has limited the trail system going north.
Yes.
Thank you.
I believe that the Struble Trail should be available. I know we're in negotiations with the Sheltons right now, and I believe those negotiations should go through. As I suggested in the newspaper in response to that question, there's a process in place with appraisals, et cetera, but I would support the county working with the state to make sure that that piece of the property is acquired and that trailhead is opened.
Thanks. I think it's great, too. I think, Randy, I will offer to give you a bike. I'll drive you there and show you how many people use the trail.
That's fine.
Because that's going to be something you're going to go, well, why would we waste money on a trail? There's tons of open space. That's what you said.
Yes, that's true.
And you're going to have, well, see, if you don't know, you've never been there, or you don't see how many people use it, for those people, it's an important issue. For you, it's a waste.
Skip, I don't use it, so it is a waste. I'm
paying
for it.
No, it's not a waste. It's part of society. You're not just a little fish. You're part of a big pond. You're part of a society, Randy.
There's nothing I use that you have to pay for. I pay for my gas taxes to ride on the roads.
But I'm paying for those roads, too.
I know, and I don't mind paying for that. It's a user fee.
Did you go to school?
Yes, and my father paid school taxes in Westtown Township for 50 years. I think he covered it.
Well, then what you can say that about everybody. It's a system that everybody's entitled to.
No, Skip, you can't say that about everybody.
Yes, you can.
You can't say that about everybody. For somebody that isn't paying property taxes, if they're sending five kids to school, they're getting quite a bargain.
Where do they live?
Maybe they live in public housing. Maybe they live in an apartment.
Well, if they live in public housing, Randy, they probably are not running around with thousands of extra dollars to pay anything.
Yeah, but they're having baby after baby.
Oh, come on.
13 grand a kid.
Issue, Randy.
13 grand a kid to educate them. I send no kids to school. Listen, there was someone on here that used to be on our radio team here that said, hey, man, I pay taxes too, man. I go, dude, your daughter goes to school. So if you're paying 4 grand for your house and you're getting 13 grand worth of education, you should be thanking us. You're getting a deal.
You have to take your place as part of a larger system. You're an isolationist, and you're saying,
I know.
Okay, I only sit here and drink beer at night. That's all I do.
You
so
don't,
I don't
pay
need a
for
trail.
My beer.
I don't need a library.
Yes.
I don't need radio. I do need a radio station because
I work
there.
Yeah, but the public doesn't pay for the radio station. Jay paid for it. The public doesn't give us a friggin' penny for the radio station. Jay gets nothing from your tax dollars for this radio station. You can't compare
that.
It.
I understand that, but it's part of society.
But it's not funded by society. Everything you've mentioned is funded through my tax dollars at gunpoint. If I don't pay for my house, they'll shoot me.
They won't shoot you, Randy. They
Look
would take
at my,
your house.
Okay, they'll take me out of the house at gunpoint.
Right. And we go for the wrong species of money again.
No, you're starting
to sound like that, Randy. You really are.
Listen, all I need to do is skip my tax payments for 2 years. They will escort me from my house at gunpoint. Is that true or not?
Probably true. I have never seen it happen.
Thank you.
I would assume that they wouldn't need a gun to do that, but go ahead.
They would need one with me.
With you, maybe so. Maybe it's like Ruby Ridge. Are we going to compare it to that? I mean, that's the kind of logic you're getting into, the Waco system. Your arguments are based on things that are way out there.
No, they're not that far out.
I think if you ask most people in Chester County if libraries are important, they would say yes. Most people.
I would agree. I think Randy is in the libertarian, not maybe in the libertarian mainstream, but
right.
People think, as you said, Skip, that it's a beneficial thing for them to pay taxes to actually even educate other people's children so that the society benefits. We don't want people running around, and that's the reason public education was started. We don't want people in the society running around without an education. It leads to bad things.
How many years has public education been in society? There's a newspaper full of crime. Hasn't obviously worked yet.
Only since the late 1800s.
Yeah, there's newspaper every day full of crime.
Right.
It's like saying, we got to make cokie illegal so no one does it. But
so
the newspaper's full of coke users.
That there's crime?
Well, you're saying that's why we need the education to stop the crime.
No, it's not. I didn't say that.
You guys arguing both sides of it?
I didn't say that it was to stop crime. I said it was to have people that are intelligent enough to become a contributing member of society.
Well, I
mean,
you
should at least be able to speak, add, and know basic information.
Which I do.
Well, most of the time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I won't call you every time that you make a mistake speaking, or me either.
Okay.
I'm not perfect, and no one is.
I speak gooder than you.
You speak... I teach you good, Randy.
All right.
Skip your regular...
You go, but what? I want to thank... Mr. Farrell, for being so patient with all of us wackos that call in, and for those of us that work there.
This has been quite an experience.
I'll yell at you later.
Experience?
Quite an experience.
See you.
Thanks, Skip. I love Skip. It's a love-hate relationship. I hate the public education system. I don't hate Skip, but I mean, I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, I think there's a lot of, there's an attitude, hey, teachers don't make any money. Don't tell me that now, not in Westchester Area School District. You got the superintendent of schools. Tell me how much the superintendent makes at the public school where he's serving the public. How much do you think the guy makes a year, Alan Elka?
Maybe 130.
240, try. Try 240.
Okay.
Do you think that's excessive?
The school board voted to pay him that, and that is competitive with what people are making around the country.
Not competitive with okay. How about a private teacher? What do you think? A private school principal. What do you think they make? Private school, same area.
I'm unsure. Do you have the figure?
A private school principal. Any idea? Guess. If the superintendent in Westchester Area School District, a public school, gets 240, what do you think a private principal gets at a private school?
80.
Try 35.
Plus some benefits like housing?
No. Hell no.
Oh, of course. A private school?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Where did that figure come from?
My wife.
Who happens to be on the phone. Maybe she'll calm you down.
All right. She ain't living in public housing. She lives in my friggin' bed. Don't tell me like she's getting some like house to live in addition to it.
Okay. She works for a private school?
Yeah.
And she's paid 35?
Yeah.
And that's okay with her?
Well, okay, I guess.
Well,
do you think it's fair to... You just said that, like, Terrence... Alan Elko, you guessed 130. I corrected you. No, 240. And then you said, well, that's comparative. It's comparative to what? It's not compared to school, private school.
Okay. How long has he been superintendent? How many children does he have in the school district? How many teachers are in the school district? What are his responsibilities? I don't determine that. That's determined at the local level. Do you believe in local control of local issues? That local school board decided to pay him that.
Yeah, well, they're insane. June Cardozi voted no. I guess everyone else voted yes, so the guy gets 240. The guy's paid like a friggin' rock star. And then compared to the private sector, the guy makes 10 times more than a person with the same job. It's insane.
I do think that the school board shouldn't be controlled of the taxes. They might be controlled of spending, but I think somebody else should be controlled of the taxes. I don't want the same body that spends taxes too, because they can just say, okay, I'm going to build a fourth school for no reason at all.
Well, are you saying that maybe there should be a county school district or something?
Hell no, no, don't even start it, because then they'll go, oh my God, Coatesville isn't getting enough money. So now I'll pay more taxes because there isn't the mall in Coatesville. Suddenly, let's make it even for everyone. So if I'm paying $3,000 for taxes, now I'll pay $5,000. And people that were paying $8,000 in Coatesville now pay $5,000. And everybody will be fair.
I don't want
that. That's ridiculous. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm fine. Oh, I missed the rant and ran.
Oh, Jesus.
Ugh. I can't wait to hear this one in its entirety.
Yes.
carry on. I don't want to wreck your groove, honey.
That's all right. That's all right. This is my wife out at a principal's conference out in Las Vegas. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
We have on running for county commissioner, Mr. Terrence Farrell.
If you still want to run after talking to you?
Yeah, I'm still running. This has just sharpened my game.
You got to be quick, man. You got to be on the ball to deal with the ran.
Yeah, now, are you actually in Vegas listening to this program through the internet or what?
I'm on hold. No, I just called into the station just to say my good mornings.
I see.
But, yeah.
So you haven't been able to follow the delightful conversation?
No, it's
only
5 o'clock in the morning, and she doesn't have a laptop because we can't afford one,
and
they don't have internet access in the room.
That's right. That's all right. I look forward to hearing it when I get home.
All right, cool.
But carry on, honey. I just want to say good morning.
Thank you.
And I would appreciate your support.
You'll have to talk to my husband.
Thank
love
you,
honey. Bye.
I thought you had an education.
Bye.
All right, see you.
You'll tell her how to vote.
Yeah. Look, I
don't
totally...
tell Michelle how to vote. She votes She votes how she feels.
All right. Yeah, very good. Very good, yeah. Jay.
Is there a lot of industry coming into the...
look at the softball question.
No.
Did he hand you that?
No.
Is there a lot
of... what do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
Mr.
You answer the question.
Do you hate the bureaucrats? Go ahead, Jay,
is there a lot of... Because I remember a few years ago, a pharmaceutical company wanted to come into the county, and because the residents didn't want it, it went down to Delaware. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that specific case, yeah. But there is a lot of an industry moving in. A lot of businesses are moving in.
Mm-hmm.
Chester County Economic Development Council, which is privately funded, helps businesses by hooking them up with the financing they need, and has a great program to keep businesses in Chester County. So the business environment is good. And it's a great place to move in. But one of the challenges, as I said before, is finding sometimes the workers who actually can handle some of the jobs that don't pay as much, because in return they can't afford to live in the county and have expenses of traveling great distances.
Oh, you think they're like lower-end jobs?
Entry-level jobs, yes.
Like flipping hamburgers and stuff like that.
Well, even beyond that, you know, the people that in Southern Chester County pick the mushrooms and mm-hmm. Run the mushroom farms, people mm-hmm. that are the service people at hotels and restaurants, these are all jobs that need to get done and mm-hmm. Don't pay enough, really, to provide an adequate living, given the fact that the median income or median house price is $285,000.
Well, I'm not sure we can do it, but I mean, were you for raising the minimum wage?
The minimum wage had not been raised for a number of years, so I thought mm-hmm. it was appropriate that it was raised.
Jay, you know what?
What?
That was a good question.
Thank you.
And I disagree with your answer, sir. The minimum wage should be zero. If someone wants to come here and screen calls for us, the idea... that if it's not an intern, we would have to pay, Jay would have to pay them $7 an hour. That's why there's nobody screening calls. We don't have $7 an hour to pay somebody to screen calls.
I understand.
Maybe somebody would do it for three.
Or maybe you could have a private contractor.
Is that the way around minimum wage? Why even have it?
Well, minimum wage was set to make sure or try to ensure that people had a decent living. And I understand the flip side of the argument that mm-hmm. people should be able to work for whatever they want to work for mm-hmm. in the country. You know, it's a tough question, really.
The problem with minimum wage is, I know the $7 an hour, whatever it is, might be tough in Chester County, but you go up to, let's say, Reading, or you go somewhere in the middle of the state, and with apartments are half the price. You can get a whole house for the price you can get an apartment here. And $7 is more than adequate there. Let me get this.
I put them on hold. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. So to have a minimum wage, and I think that if you have a lot of industry moving in, that just the fact that you know they're offering $8 at some of the fast food restaurants or $8 an hour because they can't get enough workers increases it on its own.
I hear you, and that argument has validity in terms of just letting the market take place, mm-hmm. take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there used to be jobs like elevator operators? You could pay a guy at a bank to just pull the door open for you and close it and say, have a nice day. There's guys at Walmart, the old guys that...
The greeters.
They don't need to be there. I don't need them there, but like maybe it's a feel-good thing. The guy's retired, wants a little extra mm-hmm. income. Those jobs, goodbye. Raise the minimum wage to $7 an hour. They're done. They're not going to keep paying that. It's ridiculous.
Well, what is the overall solution then to people having enough money? Just the marketplace?
Yes. Minimum wage should be zero. Minimum wage causes unemployment.
You are a true libertarian.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Isolate that.
Clip. Well, I think at some point it probably you get up high enough. It does cause some unemployment.
Where it is
if
now,
you made
it does.
Minimum wage $12 an hour, I know some jobs would be lost.
Why do you think we have 12 million illegal immigrants in this country? Because we have minimum wage And we have a society that if you don't want to work, like, I wouldn't pick up dog crap for $7 an hour. I'd do radio for $7 an hour, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't pick up dog crap for $7 an hour. There's mm-hmm. no friggin' way I would. Mm-hmm. I'd lay in home and go, well, where's the welfare check? Go get the mail, honey. Well, let's get our access card and let's go grocery shopping. Get me my Nikes. Let's get in our car with the chrome wheels and go grocery shopping. Why the hell would you work picking up dog crap for $7 an hour when you can just go on welfare and probably get the equivalent of $7 an hour in free crap all day? So the problem with society is we have too many entitlement programs. Believe me, I don't want anyone on this planet to die of starvation, at least not in the United States. I don't really care about the rest of the world. But in the United States, I don't want anybody to die of starvation. There should be a place where you can get food. Good food? No. Crappy food. You can go eat crappy food. And if you don't like eating crappy food, you could go work hard. I used to pick up hay bales and throw them on trucks. I used to deliver mops to Temple Hospital and pick up these disgusting mops in a cart that said infectious waste on the side. And I'd grab them and I'd throw them in the back of a box truck and they'd splash up my face. I probably got AIDS from this crap. It's splashing up my eyes and my face and I'm tasting it and I'm throwing these mops in there and I got to do it fast because I'm getting $525 a week. And then I get in the truck and I jam the thing in D, I punch the gas to the floor and I fly to the next hospital and I pick up more mops. Okay, I'm not afraid to work hard, and neither should you. Let's go to Mike, who's not afraid to work hard. Good morning, sir.
Hey now. What are you doing getting Skip all riled up?
I love Skip.
Oh, God.
But he's arguing that the library should have Weekend at Bernie's, and he's renting books from a library. I told him he could buy a book. I don't mean to get personal, but I mean, it's like, I shouldn't have to pay for the library. I shouldn't be subsidizing Skip's books. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
But at gunpoint, I subsidize Skip's books. I don't. He doesn't subsidize my cable.
No, I know. I know. Now, can we all agree on something?
What's that?
Yeah.
Mike's a nut.
Yes. Let's go to Terrence Farrell. Mike's a nut? Mike Gnarly?
I've known Mike over a number of years.
That's okay. You can say it.
And Mike is a challenging individual.
All right, very okay. good. Well said.
He's a challenged individual. hey, you were talking about basically subbing out. You know what I mean? Like you were saying Randy and Jay should get a subcontractor in there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm self-employed. Do you know all the little things about when you subcontract somebody? Like, that guy couldn't come in there and wear a WCHE shirt. He'd have to wear his own shirt. He can name his own hours. Do you understand all that stuff? There's so much, like, because when we go to hand him, what is it? What's the form for when you subcontract somebody? A 1099?
1099, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many little catch-22s involved in that the guy who subcontracts the other guy eventually gets screwed somewhere down the line.
Okay, I hear your point.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, you're saying...
Because I've screwed guys over for that. I hate to say it like that, but I have, to get out of paying taxes.
Well, as a contractor, the individual is responsible for his or her own taxes.
Yeah. I know, but there's ways to get around it. Like when you're a subcontractor. Say I subcontract for you and you do... Terrence's auto detail. I'll go, hey, man, you know, I had to wear his shirt, and he told me when to come in. And when you're a subcontractor, you're supposed to be wearing your own company's shirt. You can set your own hours. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that.
Right.
And then there's ways that goes back on the taxes, so the subcontractor gets out of paying taxes.
I'm not familiar with all those loopholes.
Well, all right. Maybe you should get familiar with him.
Okay.
Well,
but you sound like a decent guy so far. I mean, if I was in Chester County, I'd probably vote for you.
You're not Chester County?
God knows you don't want that other jackass Bill Scott in up there. What do you think of that guy? That guy's a total douchebag, isn't he? Huh?
I've met both Kathy.
What do you think of Jim Jones?
He's not gonna...
This is insider baseball, isn't it?
what do you think of Jim Jones?
I have met Jim Jones.
Do you know him and Bill Scott ride around that Mazda Miata?
I can't.
You know what they say about two guys riding a convertible together?
Stop it, Mike. Mike's
all right, thank you,
leg.
Mike. Okay. You were funny. Thank you. Irish funny today. Got to keep some levity on that show. Wow. What other show goes commercial free for 2 hours?